Hey, bird.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, snake.
Boy. Excuse me. Hello, boys. How are we?
Hey, Corby. You still got that crud, huh?
Well, I don't. I think it's lingering because Dave has been... Dave says that he got golf AIDS at the Byron Nelson, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's just... He's just kind of lingering and coughing all the time. And so I blame his kid, number one. And I just... Because I used to be there with little kids, and you always got whatever they brought home. And then they give it to you. And so you're never really well if you're around someone that has a toddler.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No good.
Dave doesn't seem like the most hygienic person.
It doesn't even matter if you're hygienic and you have a toddler, right? Because they're all over you. Yeah, it's just
you get bodily stuff all over you constantly.
Yeah.
It's just gross. If only women could birth like a 10-year-old.
Okay. You just want them to pop out and they're talking and arguing with you?
No.
Yes.
Just skip 10 years.
What if they did? What if the gestation... Well, it'd be normal to us, but what if the gestation was 10 years?
What if she was pregnant for 10 years?
Yeah. How many people would actually get pregnant if they knew they would be pregnant for 10 years and then have to birth out
a 10-year-old.
Someone that's basically your size?
I bet we would eventually evolve into smaller people. Right? That seems like the natural way of it.
I mean, think about a giraffe. They give birth and it's like a tall, big thing that's a giraffe.
Yeah, but we're not the size of giraffes.
No, we're not. That's true.
This is the most profound thing you've ever said.
I mean, look at elephants. They have this big old thing, too.
You guys heard of the blue whale?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, man. Okay, this one is from C. Davidson, because I texted Lando last night. Tried to call him.
All right.
If you saw someone slip and fall, do you run over immediately to assist them if they're just kind of laying there?
Man, yeah, I would. If they were still laying there.
Yeah.
I would definitely go over. Hey, are you all right?
It's kind of your social obligation.
Right. It is. And I feel that people in modern society are less susceptible to actually do that. But I encountered this last night, leaving work, and Lando and DJ and Ham were probably about, I don't know, a minute and a half in front of me, because I went to go wee-wee as they were going down the elevator. And as I got to the top of the stairs out of the parking garage, there was a lady who had, because it rained last night, who had slipped in her heels and fallen and was like kind of half sitting up, but she was holding the back of her head, and someone had run over to help her.
Dang.
And I was trying to figure out if that happened while they were, I think it had just happened.
Yeah, we didn't see it.
Because you guys didn't see it, did you?
Yeah. Did you help her?
Well, there was somebody already there, and I was like, is everybody okay? And she was like, yeah, and she fell, and I just ran over here, and I think she's all right. And I was like, are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I fell, and I hit my head. I'm like, God, man. Slip on concrete and fall back and hit your head? Like,
see, and I'm
looking at her shoes, too. I'm like, high heels are not functional in society.
Did you get her number?
Anyway.
I just think, if you see that, you should help. It's just being a good person. I would be more inclined to help that a person who had fallen than getting involved with people who are fighting on the street.
Right.
Oh, I'm avoiding that.
Dude, fighting? Yeah, because they may have a knife or a gun or something like that. That's just, you back off of people. Unless someone is like waylaying someone.
That's what I mean. Like, someone's getting their ass kicked.
Where you got to run over. They're like, all right, you win.
Or it's a domestic situation.
Right.
Right.
I don't know how I would handle that if I saw it.
At what age did you actually start eating vegetables without making a face or putting up a fuss?
That's a good question.
30?
I like vegetables, unlike other people at this station.
Yeah, there's some vegetables that are pretty solid.
Yeah. God. I mean, they're not... Are they anyone's favorite?
I don't know, man. Maybe I was a weird kid. I didn't mind vegetables as a kid.
I didn't mind them either, but you'd rather have a hamburger is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like a potato is a vegetable. And so you would there's so many different ways to eat potatoes.
I think we're talking more green stuff here.
You're talking the green stuff.
Yeah. I'm not looking at a French fry.
Like a Brussels sprout or broccoli or green beans.
Yeah, green beans, corn, carrots, peas, all of it.
I like peas. I've always liked peas, so I think that would be the one early on that I probably liked. Plus, when you're a little baby and they give you peas, you love them.
Well, just I didn't like the texture of peas. They were too, like, mushy when you bit into them. I didn't like that.
Agreed.
It was weird.
And I've always liked okra.
Yeah, but you like fried okra.
Right, but now, man, I'm telling you, you just eat okra out of a bag. It's phenomenal.
So my younger brother has the same kind of diet, or at least did when he was a kid, as Ham does now. And so I would eat the vegetables however they were made, but my mom started, like, putting green beans inside of meatloaf or to trick him into eating vegetables.
Yeah. It's a problem, dude.
It's like giving a dog a pill.
Or I live with two that are, I mean, it's an act of God if they eat a vegetable and they are 20 and 17. And I'm just like, I failed.
They'll come around eventually or they'll get really fat.
Or that's a problem too. They're rail skinny, and
right, so they don't
see
the point.
Like, what? I'm healthy. Look,
right.
But your insides may not be that healthy. It's like Ham.
I know.
Right? I mean, he weighs 130 pounds, so he looks healthy. You'd be like, wow, that guy works out. He eats right. Everything. He does nothing.
One day he's just going to come in and he's going to be broken down.
The most amazing thing about Ham to me is he doesn't consume water.
That is wild.
I think he's better about that now, but better means he may drink like 6 ounces a day.
Right. And that is, I cannot fathom that. That of all the things, that is the one thing that I don't understand how his insides... That makes no sense to me.
Well, I think, and the weirder thing, too, is he drinks that 6 ounces of water out of a sippy cup, which...
Which, hey, whatever it takes.
As long as you drink it.
I mean, it's just because you're talking about somebody who drinks 6 ounces of water a day. Within 5 minutes of waking up every single day, I drink probably 24 ounces of water.
I drink a lot of water when I wake up, too. It's just kind of it's my routine. Wake up, drink water.
As it should be. That should be everyone's routine. The minute you wake up,
right,
you know,
hydrate,
whatever. With, like you said, within 5 minutes, pound 20 ounces of water.
It's incredible.
Just chug it. Don't sip it. Just freaking chug it.
Yeah.
And then you're basically on the path to proper hydration for the rest of the day.
Right, right.
Like you said.
And I'm usually hungover anyway, so it helps.
I just did a road trip from Dallas to Indy and listened to the ticket about 90% of the time. I'm curious as to how much each of you listen to the ticket while you're on vacation.
This most recent vacation, when you guys were at the compound, I just unplugged for the most part. I didn't catch a bunch, but I needed that mental break. But if I'm not out of town or I'm not committed to doing certain things, I mean, like a lot of P1s, the ticket is part of my life. Right? So I'm listening to it most of the time.
Well, that I will say, if I'm on vacation, I'm not listening to it at all. Not 1 second. Because I'm on vacation.
Even if you're in town?
That's different. Like, to me, like,
right.
If I'm
on... That's what I'm saying. Like, let's say you got 3 days off and you don't go anywhere.
No, if I'm in town, then I'm probably listening because that's...
Me too.
But if I'm on vacation and I've traveled somewhere, I try to get... I've gotten better about this as I've gotten older. I try to get completely away from... And it can be hard because there are times where you get back and you feel like you've missed out so much in the sports world. But man, you got to let yourself at some point, because that we're so in our job, we're so immersed in this world. Like sometimes I just got to be, hey, I'm right. taking a week away.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, and I think that's smart. I definitely try to when I'm gone to not listen. But if there's like a big story that breaks and I'm gone, I'm instantly listening to something.
Yeah, because you don't want to... Right, yeah.
I just need to know what it is, and I wanted to hear y'all's reaction if it's your show. I just... I'm trained that way no matter where I am. If I hear something, if you know, the Luka trade goes down and I'm in California, I'm like, oh my God, I've got to listen to this. So
yeah,
if it's something big like that, I'm definitely listening. But I think it's very important, no matter what you do for a living...
Right.
That you unplug. When you're gone, you unplug from that. Because I think if you stay in touch, even answering emails and things like that. Like, I have a lot of friends in the business world that will go somewhere and, you know, for a 3-day jaunt on a, go see a concert somewhere, and they spend 6 hours, you know, answering email and Zooming when they're like, I don't have to do this, but I need to do this.
Yeah, but I'm it's
like,
not a vacation.
Do it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's a beating. Let's see. With both teams moving out of the AAC in the coming years, do you see downtown Dallas being home to another sports franchise?
Yes, the Dallas Wings are coming here.
Yeah, they're getting the Wings. I think this guy means men's. And no. The answer is no. Once there's no other franchises.
No.
What if... Okay, hear me out. What if the gamers who occupy the office down the hall buy the AAC and turn it into an esports league?
You know what? As facetious as that sounds at this point, I honestly, in 25, 30 years, who the hell knows what we're talking about? And something like that might truly... Now, in 5 years, no. But at some point down the road, something of that nature that's super popular, like esports or something that we don't really register to us.
That's not a big four, but is still up and coming with that generation.
That somehow starts pulling in 18,000 people for competitions. Who knows?
Yeah, that's the only thing that I could think of, too, that would... But I mean, is that a draw?
I don't know.
Apparently.
Is it still over there by the ballpark? The esports arena or whatever? Yeah. It's still there?
Yeah.
I've never heard of any events that happen there.
Like, you know, when my kids were really playing a lot of video games, they never said, hey, can we go watch the pros play? And I think there was something like at the that arena that's up there in Frisk Allen. I mean, the Allen Event Center.
Yeah.
They had some esports thing going on not too long ago. And I know a lot of kids showed up because it was crowded, but in my world, my kids weren't interested in that. They still would much rather go to a real sporting event.
I can't imagine what it would be, but at the same time, saw something the other day where we're estimated to hit 9 million people in the metro here in the next year or two. And if you look at the long-term projections for population, at what level do you need to be before you can support two franchises in the same sport? Because LA has it, New York has it, Chicago has it, and we're gonna catch Chicago.
Yeah.
And so if we become top three market in the next 10 years, does that support and again, because the Rangers play in Arlington, what if it's another Major League Baseball team and they're gonna play in downtown Dallas?
So cool.
Right, and that would have to be it. You would have to separate 817 from 214.
Right, right.
And look at it that way. And yeah, I mean, that to me, I didn't think of that in baseball. Baseball is a logical answer, but I mean, you know, New York's got two football teams and LA's got
two football teams with the Chargers and the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know that the Jones family would ever allow that to happen, but if it did somehow and the Cowboys are just going to stay in Arlington, could you put a expansion NFL franchise in 10 years in downtown Dallas?
Could baseball survive? Could two teams survive here?
I wouldn't think so, but again, but let's say in a decade there's 12.5 million people in the DFW metro.
Yeah.
But then you would be
all thinking, be long dead.
But then I wonder if that's the case, wouldn't they go and put that team up north as well, where the population is going?
Okay, yeah, you said we're about to get 9 million in the DFW metro, so Chicago has two baseball teams, a football team, a hockey team, and a basketball team. Their population in 2020 was 2.74 million.
No, that's the city of Chicago.
Okay,
yeah, you're.
But we're just talking about the entire area.
Yeah,
this is going from Saxe down to Duncanville, over to Fort Worth,
Denton, like the metro area is that whole thing.
Yeah. I think baseball is a logical answer, but I don't know, man. Let's see. Oh, this is from EA. If all the main hosts were single and can't use their radio celebrity, slow down on that. Which one of y'all has the best chance to pick up girls at the bar?
Is he looking for a wingman?
Your age now and just have your wit and game to work your magic. Who's the best and the worst?
Is he just looking for a wingman for his next cruise?
got me angry.
Lando's pretty good.
You and I have gone out once to do that.
Lando's solid at it because he has confidence. And really, it's just about confidence. You just got to not care and you just walk up to people and you're like, hey, what's going on? My problem is I don't really like to small talk with random people I don't know.
Yeah, I had to get you to talk to those two girls, though.
Yeah, whether it's male or female, I'm not a fan of... It can be... Like, where, I don't know. I don't know.
And to answer EA's question, I think Dave would be a fantastic wingman, Corby.
Dave Lane.
Yes.
Dave's got confidence.
He's got personality and confidence. I would also throw this one out there. I think Jubb would be really good at it.
Jubb would be good at it. I think Bob would be horrible.
Yeah, Bob would be the worst. Because, and that's self-admitted. He can't do that.
Right, and it's like, just it's because if he suddenly became single, the dude hadn't been single since he was a teenager.
Obviously.
But we all know what the actual answer is here, right?
It's Corby.
It's Corby. 100% it's you.
Confidence, personality.
Oh, yeah.
He can get things.
You have so much experience randomly talking to people with the microphone in your hand.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm built to be single right now.
You are. Why have you wasted all this time?
I'm literally built to be single. I didn't even think about the microphone thing. I just have to act like I'm doing wireless to every single person.
And the next thing you know,
hey, how's it going? What you up to?
You're talking to multitudes of women who are like, oh my God, this is great. That's yes. Yes is the answer. Yes.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Thank you, Corby.
Thanks, Corby.
Good stuff,
Corby. See you, man. There he goes.
11:51 here on the ticket. That is the Birdhouse every Wednesday on the Invasion at 11:30 with Corby Davidson.